As I said on Wednesday in my homily, that during the Christmas season, all of the readings that we have are to help us to understand more fully the meaning of the incarnation. And if there is one writer who articulates this with the greatest of clarity and understanding, it is St. John. Today, in the reading from his first letter, at the end of the passage, he tells us why he has written his letter. If you have your missalette, you might want to follow along with me, or you might just want to listen, which is just fine. But here he tells us these words: I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So he gives two reasons: that you may believe in the name of the Son of God, and that you may have eternal life. Now listen to what John writes towards the end of his gospel, explaining to us why he writes the Gospel of John. And this is what he says: I have written these things that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Do you see? They're exact same reasons. That to know Jesus is to have eternal life. To not know Jesus, in comparison, is to not have eternal life. And so St. John wants us to see with the greatest of clarity that to know the name of Jesus is to enter into eternal life here and now. And why is this so important? Well, what I want to do for the rest of the homily is unpack our first reading to help us understand the name of Jesus and the gift of eternal life. So listen to how St. John begins our passage for today. My beloved people, who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? So this is the person who conquers the world. Now think of this, though. Here's St. John writing as an old man. All of his beloved friends, the other apostles, have been martyred for his faith. He is perhaps at this time on the island of Patmos as a man over the age of 80 working in a stone quarry. I don't know about you, that doesn't look like conquering the world, at least from the world's perspective. But here's the thing about St. John. He's not looking at it from the world's perspective. He's looking at it from the perspective of the Son of God. And again, keep this in mind. We have to always play between his letter and his gospel. Because at the very end of John chapter 16, before Jesus will pray what's called the high priestly prayer, at the end of his teaching in the upper room at the Last Supper, listen to what our Lord says. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Isn't that honest? In the world we will have tribulation. The revelation of St. John, same author, he speaks about that tribulation. And he speaks also of those who are in heaven dressed in white robes. And the angel says to him, these are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation. But in the world, we still are in the midst of the tribulation. But John says, for those who believe in Jesus, we have conquered the world. Well, how is that possible? Well, because of what he goes on to write. And of our Lord, he says, this is the one who came by water and blood. Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. What's this referring to? Well, two things. First of all, it's referring to our Lord's baptism and his passion. The baptism in the River Jordan, the baptism of water, And the baptism that he referred to when he said to this very apostle, St. John, and his brother James, are you able to undergo the baptism with which I have to be baptized? And of course, he was talking about the baptism of the cross. So that's the first thing, the water and the blood of Jesus' historical baptisms in the Jordan and on the cross. But of course, there's another understanding of this that St. John experienced firsthand. Because remember, he was the only apostle who was at the cross. And what would he have witnessed at that time? And this is the remarkable thing. The centurion who takes the lance and he spears the heart of Jesus. And out of Jesus' side, what flows? Water and blood. Now, with that in mind, listen to the next verse of this reading from 1 John. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. And what happens at the cross? The centurion who pierces Jesus' side, a Roman soldier who works for Caesar, is the one who then looks and declares, truly, this is the Son of God. The one who represents the greatest imperial power that the world had ever seen, the one who, in a sense, represents those who crucified Jesus, is the one through whom the Holy Spirit speaks and says, this is the Son of God. And this is John's point. That as we come to a recognition to see that on the cross, our Lord gave birth to the church, then we understand our own baptism. That we have been baptized in water so that we can share in the baptism of the blood. That is, day by day in the Holy Eucharist. And so St. John goes on to tell us these words. There are three that testify. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree. Now, one other point about this. The water refers to the sacrament of baptism. The blood refers to the sacrament of the Eucharist. And the Holy Spirit refers to the sacrament of confirmation. And so, liturgically, the church understands that there is always the ongoing manifestation of this testimony. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. But here's the point. John goes on to say, if there are two or three human witnesses who agree to something, we accept their testimony. But the testimony that is greatest of all is the testimony of God. And please listen to these next verses. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. That's the key. Because this testimony is true, regardless of whether or not we believe it to be true, but when we do receive it into our hearts, it changes us forever. And so John goes on to say, those who do not believe in God have made him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. Now, who is the liar? Well, Jesus tells us over in John chapter 8 that the devil is the father of lies. And so if we do not accept the testimony of Jesus in a particular way, we are in league with the devil. But those who accept the testimony, here's the key. We have the gift of eternal life here and now. And this is what John wants us to see and to understand, that in a world like this, where we experience tribulation, where we experience great heartache, and some of you can look back to 2020 and say, I've known great tribulation in the last year. But John would want us to know that we are not defeated. We are not overcome. Because those who know that Jesus' name is the name of the Son of God, those who experience now in their life eternal life, are conquerors of the world. For in conclusion, this is what Jesus is always wanting to do. He's wanting to cure us of our leprosy. And what is our leprosy? It's not necessarily that physical disease that's so debilitating, but it is the leprosy of faithlessness. It's the leprosy of doubt. And it's always Jesus' desire that more and more and more people will come to know him, and that their hearts will be turned to him, so that the testimony that has been given for 2,000 years will be the testimony in the heart of every person. And it's my prayer, it's my hope for St. Peter's, that more and more we will come to know Jesus Christ. And in knowing him, our hearts will be turned to him. And in our hearts being turned to him, not only will we know the gift of eternal life, but we will desire for more and more people to come into this living relationship, to believe in the name of the Son of God. One last thing. In the collect that I prayed this morning, we prayed these words. Grant, we ask, Almighty God, that the nativity of the Savior of the world, made known by the guidance of a star, may be revealed ever more fully to our minds. Theology matters. A right understanding of the faith matters. And this is what St. John gave his life for, so that our minds may more fully comprehend the truth. And in comprehending the truth, we may know Jesus and the gift of eternal life.